Hello, and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. September is Food Safety Month, and the Missouri Beef Industry Council funds many research projects in the area of food safety to ensure that they provide consumers with a wholesome, quality product. Aslan Mustafa is an associate professor of food science at the University of Missouri who has been working on some Beef Council-funded projects. Aslan, can you tell us about your most recent project for the Missouri Beef Industry Council?
One of the projects that we have been doing for them is on a rapid detection method based on DNA to rapidly detect as well as quantitate the levels of dangerous bacteria in beef products. And we are specifically targeting three different pathogens, E. coli, 157H7, Salmonella, and Shigella. And we are using a technique called PCR to help us determine the presence of these dangerous pathogens in a more rapid method versus the traditional methods of detection.
Now, why is this work so important to consumers?
Well, because some of these organisms are dangerous, especially for little children and immunocompromised individuals. So traditional techniques of detection take quite a while to complete. For example, for Salmonella, it can take up to 5-7 days before you would get a definite yes or no for the presence of this organism. And then our technique, you can determine a positive or negative in a day. And plus, on top of that, we are also simultaneously determining three different pathogens with one test versus doing separate tests for each individual pathogen.
What is the status of this research at this point?
It is still ongoing, although we are generating some good data. Since we are dealing with three different pathogens, we had to make sure that everything was standardized so that we can detect all three simultaneously in one test. So that took a while. That took more than a year to try to standardize that. And so now we are in the position of testing in actual beef products, and we have started doing that with ground beef.
Now, ultimately, what is your goal once this research is complete?
If this research is complete, it will provide for an effective and potentially marketable type of assay that could be used in the food industry for quickly detecting pathogens in beef products. And, ultimately that would translate into increasing the safety of beef products.
In working with the Beef Industry Council, how do you find their concerns as far as the consumer is concerned?
Well, the Beef Industry Council is always sensitive to consumers' reactions, and as far as we know, we've heard a lot in the news about E. coli, in undercooked hamburger meat killing children. So this is certainly a very important issue, and the Beef Industry Council is, one of the biggest promoters of trying to develop techniques to promote the safety of such products.
And how important is their funding in your work?
Extremely important. In fact, without their funding, I would not have done, most of what I have been doing at the university for the past 8-9 years. They have really supported this type of work in the area of food safety.
All right, thank you. That's Aslan Mustafa, who is Associate Professor of Food Science at the University of Missouri. For the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.